So here's the deal. That upper limiting barrier that drives those frustrating behaviors that seem to go directly against what you want, it rooted in your psyche when you were a kid. It operates on the fear of a 5-year-old or a 12-year-old or whatever age it was that you first started getting those formative messages. There is a part of you that is wise and evolved and confident and knows what you want. This part of you operates on logic and desire for growth. There's also a part of you that is very emotional. This part of you operates entirely on fear and tries like hell to keep you from doing things that are not safe, like being too happy, outshining others, becoming a burden, or risking disappointment. The fear-based part of you usually wins out simply because you are not aware of the dynamic. You might actually think that you're lazy or can never stick to a routine. You might feel sort of powerless in the face of repeated mistakes that keep you from having the competitive success that you desire. Whatever the self-sabotaging behavior is, it can be almost impossible to change it without understanding your upper limiting problem. This is Jen Verheeren with Cadence Coaching, and I'm going to talk to you about the conversation that you have with yourself. Yes, the conversation you have with yourself. Think about it. What do you say to yourself when you fail to keep agreements with yourself? Or when you make big mistakes just when you need to be really on the ball? Or when you cannot establish the routines that you know will help you achieve your goals? Or when you continually sabotage important relationships or opportunities? What is your attitude towards yourself? Most likely, you're frustrated. You might call yourself lazy or beat yourself up for failing. You likely feel defeated or like a failure, and the conversation you have with yourself reflects those things. I'd like you to think about that little kid in you who is actually quite afraid. If you want to get a frightened child to jump into the deep end of the pool, do you berate her and tell her she's lazy? Do you insist that she just needs more self-discipline? Do you grab her by the arm and throw her into the deep end? I doubt it, but this is what you're doing to yourself. Most of us have very little self-compassion. Because we do not understand our own behavior, we have little patience. This conversation between our evolved self and that scared little kid, it can become an unproductive rut. It can actually make that little kid in you dig her heels in deeper and get more committed to the upper limiting behavior. If you've ever wondered why the heck you don't just do the things that will help you be happy or accomplish your goals, hopefully now you have a little more understanding. This is why the Performance Project is a year long. It takes time to bump up against your glass ceiling. You may have accomplished some important successes in the last couple of years, but cannot get to the next level. Whether it's about simple routines that you cannot seem to stick to, or about high-performance habits that require a big mental shift to get to the next level, you can now make the changes you need to. But you first must change the conversation you're having with yourself. Imagine that scared little kid. She likely needs you to grab a hold of her hand and let her know it's okay. She needs you to give her confidence and break things down into bite-sized pieces. She needs to feel like you are on her side. She needs you to help her evolve to the point where she catches up with your evolved self. Cognitive dissonance happens when these two parts of yourself are at odds. Your psyche will always deal with cognitive dissonance by either lowering the standards of your evolved self or elevating the confidence of that little kid in you. You want to break the pattern of lowering the standards. As the nature of the conversation you have with yourself shifts, you'll notice your upper limiting behaviors will begin to cease. Your little kid will start to evolve, and you will have a higher level of tolerance for being truly happy. You will begin to enjoy your successes and feel more empowered to achieve your goals. Whatever your particular upper limiting barriers are, you will be able to get past them. Have fun with this.